You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Released on the 22nd February. Eaten alive and on the line all the way from the country that brought you colonisation and Brexit. Hi, Jason Williamson from Sleaford Mods.
How you doing?
Good, man. Nice to speak to you. I'm a massive fan. I wore your T-shirt yesterday to a big festival. I'm really excited.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a new album out, and you're on your first album on your new label?
Yeah.
What happened? Why didn't you want to get signed to the big label? I was watching your I'll just put a language disclaimer in here. Watch the bad language. I was watching your DVD, A Bunch of Cunts, the other day, and there's you getting signed up to a record label, like big grown up band, and you were really excited, a little bit apprehensive, but really excited. What happened?
Yeah. Well, we decided to go independent again, and it wasn't really a very good idea.
What, to go independent again? Why not?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really have the infrastructure in place, so it was like we'd gone from this big label, and we thought we could release an album in quick time with very little planning, and we got slapped in the face, so it's been a bit stressful, really. I mean, we're on track now, but it was a bit stressful for a couple of months, you know what I mean?
Let alone having to like come up with the songs, you know?
Well, the start, everything was done, but we needed everything in place, like PR, all that business, marketing, all that, you know what I mean? So, it wasn't there, so we had to scramble around and get it sorted out quick. So, between ourselves and Cargo Record, our distributor, we've managed to get a decent campaign going, you know what I mean?
It's a promotional campaign. Do you like that part of it? I know the answer to this, I think.
Yeah, it's all right, you know. It's not bad, you know. I mean, after about, like, you normally you're on a press trip, anything between sort of 10 to 15 interviews a day, so after about number 8, you're getting a bit tired, you know what I mean? But it's all right. It's good for business, isn't it?
And so tell us a wee bit, for people who don't know about Sleaford Mods, it's Sleaford Mods is just two of you, really, plus your ex-bus driver manager.
No, he's no longer with us.
Oh, he's back to the bus driving.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
I just quietly, listeners, on the DVD, there's a great bit where he's talking about how he's put that all behind him, and then he's talking to this bus driver like, oh yeah, oh, so what route are you doing? It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But so
yeah, it was good for the time.
Good for the time. I mean, times have changed, haven't they? Things move on. Like
they
I say.
Have.
Brexit and all that sort of shit, but the but you're talking to New Zealand now because you've released the album around the world. Is it weird for you? You've got a bit of musical experience. I didn't know till the research on this. That doesn't work like Spiritualized and Bent and stuff like that. So it's not you're not just straight. It's not you didn't just pull your poems up out of the gutter and get into it. You know what you're doing, don't you? Basically.
Yeah, definitely. We've been at it for like 20 plus years, both me and Andrew. So. We're not prattling about, you know what I mean? It just took a long time to find our own voices, so to speak. And, you know, along came Fleetwood Mods, and that was it. We were off.
For me, like, I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass when I say this. I think it's the most punk thing I've heard in years.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm not sure if this is how you imagine it, but, I mean, when you wrote, say, a song like Job Seeker, okay, and which is one you played on George Holland, which I guess really catapulted you guys into one of my favourite bands, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And basically, I listened to that song. I was flatting at a place just that had a pool. So it's just me at a place by myself with a pool. I mean, luxury, Jason. And the and all bloody summer long had that song blasting out around the pools. You singing about your chicken factory job, and the hot summer New Zealand sun. I mean, that must be unusual for you to think about that.
Oh yeah, massively. We really didn't think it would leave Andrew's flat, let alone you know, transport itself over to the other side of the world. No, we didn't think. We thought it was too local. We thought we liked it. We knew it was good, but. You know, we just thought it was a bit too local and it wouldn't leave Nottingham, to be honest. In fact, we were quite content with that because all we wanted to do was square up to the other local musicians that were more or less ignoring us, you know. So,
We played a track on the radio the other day of you talking about how, come on, you better like this one because we've both got mortgages now. Different pressures on the family man now, is it?
Yeah, not so much, but, you know, you've got to be realistic about it. You know, we're no longer job seekers and that. And
I love that song, man.
You know what I mean?
I
love it.
So when you, I mean, when you, for people who don't know much about, you know, your songs are, I guess, a formula when I say that there's just the two of you and it's your words and his sound. Uh-huh. I mean, does that make it hard when you're coming up with new stuff? To keep it interesting, because that track we just played, Kebab Spider, which is off the new album, I just thought that was, I was really interested to hear what you guys are going to come out with, and I just thought that was kick-ass. It's so good, such a good
tune.
You know,
thank you very much, yeah. I mean, it's all down to Andrew's music, and he's just like, after every album, what do you want to do next? And I'm like, just please yourself. And so
that's a great working relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the only way, really, because if you start going, right, we should sound like this or sound like that, it doesn't work. And I figured that if I leave Andrew alone to his own devices, he kind of has me in mind anyway whenever he writes stuff. So it'll just get it sent over, and usually after a year or so, the music's moved on, you know.
Yeah.
So it's usually time that cultivates whatever advancements we seem to find in the sound, you know what I mean? What happens after this album, who knows, you know what I mean? But we said that about the last one and the one before that, you know, it's still really interesting. It's still, when I hear it on the radio, just still stands out, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I definitely think it's taken it to another place, and it's awesome.
Thank you.
And I mean, there must be people who, when they go to your live shows, don't know what to expect. Either there's grabbing in your DVD, where you sort of turn up to Glastonbury, and that's what a rigmarole that looks like.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
But you walk out on stage and you look genuinely quite sort of blown away by, well, all these people here to see us or something. And that's great.
Yeah,
so cool,
sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's still like that. You know, when you walk out on big stages, it's full. It just does your head in a bit. But it's weird, isn't it? Because you spend all your life trying to get somewhere. You get to the point where you think, well, I'm never going to get anywhere. And when you do, it's really hard to take in still. You know what I mean?
And especially when a lot of what you're doing is you're talking about, you know, a really working class sort of... A lot of really, really shit times you've had. And opinions that you've made about things that, you know, aren't necessarily going to translate if you become a massive, massive, super-duper rock star.
No.
You worry about
I don't want to be super-duper. I've met some super-duper ones and, you know, it's all a bit of a sham, really. I don't really want that. But, you know, we want to try and get as big as we can, but... I'm aware of the fact at the same time it's perhaps got its limits because it's quite niche. It's also very, you know, for want of a better word, it does represent the lower part of society, so to speak.
But music's done that for a long time, and yeah, it tried to do that for a long time, and to do it well is what impresses people, you know.
It does, yeah.
But oh, my God, I'm giving you such a reach around, aren't I?
I don't know if it's too commercial. You know, people don't want...
I think you're right there. I think you're right.
I don't reckon it'll ever get to that massive commercial arena. But you never know, do you?
I mean, how great did you the whole contemplating the whole idea that, like, say for Job Seeker, when we were listening to that, like, say for months and months, and then my friend, right, I'm going to find out what the hell's going on at the beginning of that song when he says 19.2 mate tops.
That was basically, I worked in a cold store, so what they do is they bring in cold meat. They bring in freshly cut meat, and it would be put into big chillers. So what we would have to do is check the temperature of the meat before we put it in. If it was over a certain amount or under, then it wasn't ready to be put in. And so the 19.1 was, that was about right. If it went any lower than 15, then it couldn't be put in. And there was me and another guy, a Polish guy called Rob.
Rob, yeah.
He had the clipboard, and I had the prodder. And that's when I wrote the song in a lunchtime one day. And awesome. Well, I wrote the lyrics anyway. So.
And you got the whole, an audience singing back to you, 19.2 mate tops, Rob.
Oh God,
that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, really strange, very strange, you know. And it's weird how it's all caught on, because who would think, you know, a lot of it's code, a lot of it's local language, a lot of it's really absurd and abstract, but people connect to it. You know what I mean?
It's fantastic stuff, and
thank you.
It's really cool that it sort of translates around the world, and that it's not just, you know, only certain people from a certain part of society enjoy it. It's, you know, here we are in New Zealand in the midst of a steaming hot summer, loving Sleeve of Mods. And I'd say, Jason, thank you so much for talking to us, man. All the very best for the new album called Eaten Alive, E-T-O-N. That's like the school, isn't it?
It is the infamous private school, privileged school that. You know, gives birth to so many of these rotters.
Are you just jealous, Jason? Yeah. Is it jealousy?
Well, if things start going well again, I think I might send my kids there, you know what I mean?
hey, thank you so much for talking to BFM. It's a great privilege to talk to you, and all the very best. And when are you going to come and play down here, man? Come on.
Well, we're looking at it for possibly 2020.
So that'll do. I'm happy with that. All right. Jason Williamson from Sleeper Mods. All the very best for the new album, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Do you want to introduce us? Do you want to introduce Flipside to us? Just to, we'll go
yes,
out on that.
Yes. Flipside by Sleeper Mods is from the new album, Meat and Alive. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to BFM, Jason.
Take care, mate. Bye.
Flipside speaks. It's a banner for the TV pigs. You get the ready daytime sheets, and the answers blowing on beep. Flipside speaks. Make a living, it's a cotton sheet. I get Egyptian ones and Kiwi sweets. She wants some weed, it's gotta be good stuff. Rob, well, Graham Coxon looks like a left-wing Boris Johnson. The fields are breathing in as the world it uses them to breathe in. Don't splat cheap myth. Make sense or what? Don't splat cheap shit. Make sense or what? Don't splat cheap myth. Make sense or what? Flipside speaks. It's the hammer of the gods, my arse. More like the bloke in sits on playing lots of awful music in the artist's park. Flipside speaks. He got the UK subs thrown out their room. Got his slaves to put lemon tea on the stage while we was on there too. Flipside speaks. If you think about it, it's quite bleak. Them faculties ain't what they seem. Them blazes went and the denim jeans wear. Don't splat cheap myths. Make sense or what? Don't splat cheap shit. Make sense or what? Don't splat cheap myths. Make sense or what? Flipside speaks. It's a tackle on a pitch. Fuck off. I can't believe it's not the seafood mobs. Little style biters hiding behind virtue staples. Only Misa B-listers go on the round table. Playlist tame it, tame as fuck. It's good for the news that chucks more shit off. Flipside space. It's a banner for the TV pigs. You get the ready daytime sheets, and the answers blowing on beep beep. Well, Tom, don't splat cheap myths. Make sense or what? Don't splat cheap shit. Make sense or what? Don't splat cheap myths. Make sense or what?
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.